All right. Well, we're turning the page here on Seattle, and moving on to the Jets. So it's like they're a real impressive game last week against Indianapolis. Like they're definitely getting better in a lot of areas over the course of the season, as you would expect. And the running game is coming along for them. Looks like they got some receivers back last week with Hill and Keller. I think Sanchez has done a good job for him. Defensively, they played really well against the Colts, played a solid game. But in the kicking game, as always, return game, coverage. They run some deceptive plays with Tebow in there on the punt team. So, as usual, it's a challenge to get ready for all the things they do and the players that they have back in the division. So the usual divisional type rivalry.
Bill, they've been without Darrell Revis now just for a couple of games, obviously a big part of their defense. Just from what you've seen in a limited sample size, have they schematically altered what they're doing defensively without him on the field, or is it the same stuff, just different guys in there?
Well, first of all, they're kind of a game plan defense, so they attack teams differently depending on what those teams do. So I don't know how they would or wouldn't have attacked them. They had a different combination of players, but that being said, they basically match Cromartie to the opponent's top receiver or the guy they want to put him on, and Kyle Wilson has gone opposite of him, and then Ellis Langster has really taken over as a third corner, although they play a lot of 5, 6, 7 at times DB personnel groups depending on the situation and also what personnel group the offense has out there. So, but basically the corner situation, Langster's become the third corner, Wilson's become the second, and Cromartie matches to the guy they want to match him to.
Marty, he's been a productive player for a long time, but it seems like the past couple of weeks he's come on even stronger without Revis out there with a couple of interceptions.
He has very good ball skills, and when he gets around the ball, he can catch it like he did against us last year with the we had a tip ball down there, and he's got very good hand-eye coordination, ball skills, and he's a big threat when he gets the ball in his hands to distance to score. He's very, very good runner, returner. Has a little bit of that background. So, he's having a good year, and they're asking him to do a lot, and he's stepping up and doing it.
Bill, how does the different ways the Jets deploy Tim Tebow make it difficult for you to prepare for him in, at least three different phases, special teams as a thrower and as a runner?
Are you talking about offensively or in the kicking game?
I'm talking actually all three, if you could, just as a thrower on kind of the jump pass things, as a runner or thrower on special teams, and also as a thrower, as a runner on offense.
Well, they've pretty much used him at every spot. He's played more quarterback than anything else, but he's also played running back. He's played what I would say is tight end, and he's also played a little bit of receiver. So they put him in some different spots. When he's the quarterback, he's the quarterback. He can run. He can throw. He can run the options. He can run their regular offense, or they can run Tebow-type plays that Denver ran last year, or that Sperano ran when he was at Miami. So he gives him a lot of versatility on all those things. He doesn't always line up a quarterback when he's in there on offense. So you have to be ready to deal with him in other positions as well. He's a good runner, strong runner, very strong, good thrower. Mobile in the pocket, smart player, can do a lot of different things, different option plays and things like that. So you certainly have to be aware when he's in there. And in the kicking game, he's dangerous because of his versatility, but it's really no no different than any other punting situation in that you have to cover the eligible receivers. You have to be alert for them to snap the ball to the personal protector, and you know, whether he runs up the middle or goes in a sweep or however they do it. But those are things that you have to prepare for every week with your punt return unit. So, and the fact that it's him and he's a big, strong guy that's a good runner and can throw the ball and makes it a little, he can do a little bit more than a lot of guys that are back there, but at the same time, those are the kind of things you have to defend every week. So whoever's responsibility it is to cover the guy's got to cover him, and if they run it, then we have to have our gaps controlled.
Can you see why the Jets would say this is a player who absolutely has value among their 53-man roster and the 45 guys who are active on game day, just in the simple fact there's just so many things he can do?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I don't think there's any question about it. We saw him play last year. He's quarterbacked that team to the playoffs, Denver. And he's in addition to some of the quarterbacking things, he's done a lot of other things for the Jets. So, yeah, of course he's a valuable guy. There's no doubt about that.
On offense, Bill, they've had some sort of up-and-down performances running the football, but really good last week, especially from Sean Green putting the ball in the end zone three times. Sort of, how do they attack you as a running offense, and what did you see on Sunday that maybe suggests they're back on track?
Well, I would say schematically they've changed their running game a little bit from what it's been the past couple of years. It's more scheme blocking plays. Less zone plays, although they also run zone plays too, but they, double team blocks, pulling linemen, things like that, more so than just, predominantly zone. They've used, a number of different personnel groups. Sometimes they have, one or sometimes two tight ends in the game. They've also had some three tight end sets. They've also used Jason Smith as a extra blocking tight end. So he's a pretty athletic guy, and they're able to do some things with him in there, maybe kind of like we did with Solder last year, that type of thing. So that's another element to it. And sometimes they line up all three guys in the backfield, two tight ends and a running back, or they're running back, fullback, and another tight end, or things like that to create blocking angles and different schemes. So, and Green's run well. No question, he's a powerful guy. He's got good strength. He breaks a lot of tackles. He's also got good speed and quickness and running vision. Powell and McKnight have also, they've also been in there and they're dangerous. We know how explosive McKnight is in the kicking game. But he has that same element on offense, running the ball or catching screen passes or things like that. So they've got a good group of backs, and they kind of complement each other well. Green gets a lot of tough yards. Powell's a good solid guy that does a lot of things well, and Knight's kind of a more explosive player. So, and then Tebow, whatever you want to call him, but he carries the ball quite a bit. So to some degree, he's a running back.
Bill, will Vasante Shank and Myron Pryor be returning to practice this week?
We haven't made a decision on that. Possible.
They are eligible, though, is that correct?
Yes.